Nine News Insider, or Broncos Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Mike Kliss. Mike, Melvin Gordon is going to show up to mandatory minicamp this week. Do you think that Melvin Gordon should just be trotted out there day one? Hey, you're the starter. There's no ramifications for missing OTAs. You were the only one that wasn't there, but we trust you the most. Or do you think that Javonte Williams should be kind of trotted out there, or Royce Freeman, and Melvin now has to earn his reps for not being here for OTAs that started a couple weeks back?
No, I mean, I'm sure because he hasn't been around, Melvin, you know, may not get many reps in minicamp. They'll probably do some conditioning with them. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to work it. But as far as who's the number one running back, I think it's Melvin Gordon. He is the incumbent. He finished strong last year. And remember, you're not supposed to get punished for missing OTAs. It's supposed to be voluntary. So by the rule, he shouldn't be punished. As long as he shows up for minicamp and avoids the $93,000 in fines over the 3 days, he should be good. Whether, you know, whether he's good to go or not, I guess we'll find out when he gets on the field Tuesday. I'm sure Lauren Landau will want to work with him a little bit before he gets out there. That's what's tricky about it. There's only 3 days, and it might only be two, you know, Fangio and Vance Joseph and Kubiak and you know, Shanahan, they all, McDaniels, they all took that, kind of had that last mini camp day off. And so if there's only 2 days and Melvin Gordon's just getting here, what do you do with them? You know, do you condition them? Do you put them out there for reps? Maybe a combination of both.
All right, Mike, it's the off season, so of course we have to discuss this quarterback situation. Just kind of give us a overview of what we've seen so far from both quarterbacks this offseason, and what do you expect here in this mandatory minicamp?
Yes, I've watched the three practices that have been available for viewing, and to me, Teddy Bridgewater looks like he's a little bit ahead of Drew Locke, which is somewhat surprising since Locke is in his second year in this offense and he's a 18-game starter. Just looks like Drew is struggling a little bit, maybe with the competition, maybe with trying too hard to obey the script that he gets each day from the coaches. I've said that Drew Locke needs a broken play. You know, that's where he seems to be best, and scramble around and then show off his arm.
Isn't there irony in that, though, Mike, when you're saying the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos organization that's in a quarterback battle needs a broken play to really showcase some of his talents?
You know, I'm coming around to this, that Drew Locke is an athlete playing quarterback. And Teddy Bridgewater looks like he's been playing quarterback and understands the nuances, leadership, you know, those type of things all his life. You know, that's the way it looks to me. Locke has a greater upside. We've said that ad nauseum. he has a greater skill set than Teddy Bridgewater. But Bridgewater looks like he knows how to play quarterback a little better. And he's done it longer. He's more experienced than Drew Locke is. So maybe not in this system, but overall. So it's an interesting battle. How it's going to turn out, I'm not sure. I think the key is, you know, get him more reps, get him more work here. These last two mini camp sessions. And then go at it after the five-week break for training camp when it really starts up. So, you know, Bridgewater's got a slight lead. If they love Drew Locke, they wouldn't have got Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, so that start there with this quarterback competition. And from what we've seen, our own eyes, and it is, we probably shouldn't be putting as much evaluation into it as we have been, but it's all we got. It's all we've seen. And to us, you know, almost to me and all my media colleagues, it looks like Teddy Bridgewater has the upper hand right now.
Mike, you tweeted out about 20 minutes ago that the Broncos are bringing in former Seattle linebacker Shaquem Griffin, and he's visiting. He will be one of the several players participating in a minicamp tryout on a tryout basis. He has one start in the league against the Broncos back in 2018 in the opener. Could you just talk about Shaquem as a person, what you know about Shaquem, and kind of why you think the Broncos brought him in for a tryout?
Well, first of all, he's one of the more inspirational players in the league to come along. He's lost his left hand amputated at 4 years old, and was drafted by Seattle. Despite having the handicap, he's played 46 games in the NFL. His very first game, he was a fifth round draft pick. I think they had some guys hurt. I think, namely Bobby Wagner was hurt for the opener for the Broncos 2018. And I'm not positive on that, but, Shaquem Griffin started. Shaquem Griffin is his brother. He's a cornerback who signed for big money somewhere this offseason. But Shaquem started 46 games, and, he's been an outside linebacker, kind of mix, on the inside. He can cover, so it'll be interesting to see who the other names are. I think there's five guys that are going to be in the tryout, and they'll probably sign one or two, come Thursday or Friday, and we'll see how it all works out. But, it's great that the Broncos are looking at that position, trying to add depth, both at the pass rush, outside linebacker, a position which I think they need, behind the top three of Miller, Chubb, and Malik Reed, especially with Chubb coming off the knee injury, and then on the inside to try to get more depth as far as guys who can cover somewhat.
All right, Mike, last question for me. Some ways this offseason has been dominated by the conversation has been dominated by a player who's not even here, talking about Aaron Rodgers, yeah. And then the battle at the quarterback position. But if you had to, give the listeners maybe a guy who hasn't been talked about much or a position group hasn't been talked about much, some kind of surprise from this offseason you think has been underreported, what do you have for that?
The great quarterback competition that may not matter, right? And I think Bronco fans hope it doesn't matter. And they do wind up getting with Aaron Rodgers. Underreported. That's pretty good. I think the key to the Broncos with all the additions that they've had, especially a ton of cornerbacks now. I mean, I don't know what they got. They got four elite cornerbacks. They got four cornerbacks getting paid like number one cornerbacks. Be interesting to see who winds up number three and who winds up number four. But the most underreported, I just think the biggest question marks coming into this season are still the returning guys, Cortland Sutton, and how will he be coming back from the ACL at a receiver position, playing the physical high point 50-50 ball type of game that he has. How will he come back? And how will Von Miller come back after missing a year at 32? And now with Bradley Chubb coming off a surgery to the ankle, how effective will he be? I've said this for all the talk about how good the defense looks on paper. It's still up to Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. And there's big question marks with both of them because of injuries. And then on offense, for all the talk about the quarterback competition and, the addition of Javonte Williams at running back, and he's a nice one, it's still about, to me, how good is Cortland Sutton going to be in his first year back? And so I think those are still the biggest question marks and the biggest why the Broncos will be good, why the Broncos may be disappointing. It depends on those stars being stars again. They have to be stars. If they're not, if they need another year to shake off rust, another year to get fully right physically, then I still think the Broncos are in for maybe an improved year, but not a great year.
All right, Mike. Our thanks. Really appreciate you taking the time to jump on with me and Chad today.
Right on, guys. Go get them.
That's Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.